Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. Since this is my first episode, I wanted to give you a breakdown of what my podcast is all about. So before I get into what the podcast is about, I wanted to share some ideas with you. I'm going to do a little bit of storytelling here and present some ideas to you. So when we arrived, you know, in this physical plane, if that's something you've ever thought about, I'm going to share a story with you. This is what I've come to believe and understand about life on Earth. If you don't agree with it, it doesn't matter. It's all about the belief that I'm going to be sharing with you at the end. So we came from the non-physical to the physical. We're souls, you know, we're energy. And we actually decided to be here. We came in knowing that we were going to get to have a physical experience. We were going to get to experience life through all of these senses in this body. And we also knew that we were going to have a very unique, one-of-a-kind experience. And this unique experience would develop our one-of-a-kind perspective that would allow us to direct our life force energy towards whatever we've been driven towards. So our experiences and perspectives, they drive us to create in a certain direction. And no one else can do that. Only we can individually express the way that we do. No one else can experience life the way we do. And it's the point, because we're getting all of these unique experiences everywhere across the world, every single one of you. We're all playing a role in the expansion of the universe because we are on the leading edge of thought. Because of the experiences we have, we are forming the new ideas that could just play into the continuation of the evolution of the universe and of the physical experience that we're having as well. So the bottom line is, we were really excited about this. We knew we were worthy before we came. We knew our worth. We didn't question that. We knew that we were here to create something. We knew we were here to have a creative, explorative, exciting experience, and that we were going to ride the highs and lows, and it was going to develop our perspective that we could then create. That's what it was all about, you know? So regardless of, as I said, what you believe, the key point I wanted you to take away from this is that you chose to be here. You chose to come in, and you actually submitted your preferences before you came in. So you submitted the preferences of where you were going to pop out, how that experience is going to be for you. You kind of already had a pretty good understanding because you were coming in with an intention. You're like, I want to learn this, this, and this about myself, or I want to apply my energy in this, this, and this way. So it's just really cool to see your life through this perspective, because you might not have even thought about what you really think about this before. And you're going to learn in the episodes that I share with you how powerful it is when you start consciously choosing what you believe, and you choose beliefs that serve you and they serve your growth and your expansion over beliefs that feel contractive, feel limiting. And while those beliefs may feel safe because they've become that normal for you, it's not going to serve you when it comes to your growth and expansion. And that's what life is really all about. Like, that's where the juicy shit is, and that's what we crave. We all crave to feel fulfilled, lit up. So many of us, though, have really disempowering ideas and understandings of why we're actually here. And I guess the question that really comes up, especially after the story that I've shared of how we knew our worth, we knew we were worthy, we were excited to be here. It sounds like we kind of arrived with a good baseline of belief. We were an empty cup, but we were already full at the same time. We already knew the basis of who we were. So why did we lose this? You know, why then are we experiencing this paradigm or this seemingly widespread idea that doesn't match up with what I've just said? And I'm going to give you the answer. The answer is conditioning. We get here and we arrive and we're quickly fed different beliefs, fear-based beliefs from those around us. So from our parents, our family, our friends, the community, the school we go to, there's this universal dream, if you will, of a standard of belief that's acceptable, that you're a normal person if you believe that. If you believe anything else and it's a little different, there's a spectrum that goes along of loopy, crazy, out of it, or, you know, there's all these other labels that people will give you. So what I'm getting at is, you came here and when you were a child, you were completely open. You were innocent. You had no reason, there was no reasons in your mind as to why you wouldn't trust anyone around you. You don't have that previous physical experience. You don't have those memories to access that allow you to go, wait a second, this isn't true. So you just believe everything and it just gets soaked into you. And you're not just listening to words, you're seeing everything. How people act, you're seeing all the experiences play out around you. And this is really molding you. Those earlier years in your life from 0 to 7, you're just a sponge soaking everything up. So a lot of the beliefs that you still have programmed in you today are probably from those earlier years of your life. So the thing is that this becomes our kind of foundation, the beliefs that we have. And also think about this too, because the beliefs that we have create our reality. The people around us that were sharing the particular beliefs that we absorbed, they also had a physical reality that reflected that. So what they were saying was also backed up by truth, because you could see in their experience that it was true. So it's like, okay, well, it must be true what they're saying, because it checks out, you know, that's true for them in their life, that's true for them in their life. And then we just kind of take that on as our truth as well. So this is where we end up feeling really limited, because as you'll find out, we've created this identity through how other people have treated us and through how other people have responded to our existence that keeps us safe. So we're taught to make, like, this is a really actually important subject here to talk about. We're really taught to make those around us feel good. And we're taught this because most of us grew up with a reward and punishment system as children. So when you did something or behaved in a certain way that made someone else feel good, so you did something, your parents perceived that as a good attitude or behavior, therefore they feel good. They would have rewarded you with affirmation, perhaps your favorite candy, perhaps you would have been rewarded with something physical. Nonetheless, it doesn't matter. You feel good when other people are feeling good. So you behave in a certain way that feels good to your parents, they're going to reward you for that behavior. But then the same is true for when you behaved in a way that they didn't like, that made them feel a certain way. There's going to be that equal side to this, that punishment side, where you might have been sent to your room, you might have not been able to go to the sleepover you wanted to go to on the weekend, whatever it was. The story that I'm getting to, like the punchline that I'm getting to, is that there was a reward and punishment system. And with time, this is a conditioning process where we create an identity within our mind. It's not actually who we are, but it basically we master this identity. And this identity is centered around getting validation, so getting the feeling good moments where we're praised. And it's also centered around avoiding punishment or judgment from others. So we have created an identity that lives for others, because it's not really put, like, we're not taking into account what actually feels good for us anymore. We're actually more focused on what feels good for those around us. And we are actually repressing who we are in this process. So remember, you chose to come here, and the conditioning process is a part and parcel of coming here, because it's actually through this conditioning process that we connect to things that we're passionate about too. So I don't want to demonize the conditioning process, but I do want to highlight the whole process as honestly as I can. And for example, say you grew up in a house where there was just terrible communication. You never felt like you could speak your truth, and you might have tried, but you were just shut down as soon as anything was different to what your mum believed or your dad believed. This is a very good representation of shit communication. So this is something that I experienced in my life. I never felt like the communication was good in the house, but it was actually really great, because even though I went through my own trials through having really crap communication in the house and not feeling like we could actually speak to each other and communicate truthfully with each other, I realized how important that was for me. So it really actually helped me develop my communication skills. So you can see how the conditioning process, through getting closer to what you do not want, it actually allows you to also get equally as close to what you do want. So the thing is, it can be really hard to see the gifts that are hidden behind the madness, if you will, because if you think, there's this general idea as well that we're all broken, you know, we're all damaged goods, you know, there's all this, you know, we talk about trauma a lot nowadays, and, you know, all the trauma that you experience as a child, it seems to be irreversible. you know, you just have to get used to it. Life is hard. This is what it is. Again, this is like a general conditioning that we all receive, which makes it quite hard for us to refocus off the shit that we didn't want and refocus onto what we did. And this is a protective mechanism in itself, because by this stage, you've actually, as I said, created a false identity, and it lives in the head. It's in your mind. It's the voice that's there. It's not even you. I want you to understand that a lot of the things that you hear in your mind aren't actually who you are. And I'm going to talk about this in a lot more episodes. I'm going to talk about how your emotions are actually connecting you to what is real for you and what isn't. But for now, I'm just going to keep talking about how, yeah, it's definitely challenging to refocus, because now you've got this false identity, or ego as we call it, that's telling you, oh, this is just how you are. Like, this is just the way it is. You know, you're traumatized, you've got trauma, you know, everybody's broken, whatever way, like it might even not feel unfriendly. I'm just saying this voice is going to be defending this identity that you've created at all costs, because it's become the foundation of your life. It feels like your solid concrete flooring, if you will. So you can imagine how it would feel if you were standing on a solid floor and suddenly that floor fell out underneath you. That really is what it feels like. The process of deconditioning yourself and reconnecting to yourself has that feeling to it of losing yourself. And that's where you'll feel and experience resistance in your life, when you are leaning in to the unknown and you're challenging crappy beliefs because you've realized that doesn't serve me. And this is really the point of what I'm going to be sharing in my episodes. You're going to be learning about what serves you and what doesn't. So most people get stuck focusing on what they do not want, and they never realize how close they always were to creating the reality that they wished to experience. When you are close to what you do not want, you are equally as close to what you do want. Remember that. So most of us, we've forfeited our responsibility and we're just waiting around for someone else to come save us, because we have a lot of fear-based conditioning that we were programmed with as a child. And this is where a lot of our energy goes. When you're focusing on what you're afraid of, and you know, you've got these kind of fear-based ideas going around your mind, it just takes so much of your energy. Worrying takes a lot of energy. And all that worrying is made up stories in your mind. But when all your energy is going into fear, you're losing that life force energy, that power to create that you have. Like, it's, you're funneling it into a place where it's almost getting dumped. Like, it's almost like dumping gold in the ocean. That's what's happening when we have these fear-based beliefs. So the reason that many, like, that most of us never challenge this conditioning is because it does feel easier in the moment to just shut up and just to kind of do what we're told, or like go along with what other people think is right, because we don't want to cause conflict, because all of us have a natural tendency to avoid conflict. We don't want to be judged by others, and that feels like, you know, punishment. And usually when we feel judged by others, we actually punish ourselves. We actually replace that external treatment that we experienced when we were kids. So that's really interesting. And anyway, this programming, while it's kind of ruling your life, you'll never be able to fulfill your original intentions. So as I said, before you came, you knew everything, you knew you were worthy, you were here to create and explore. And while this conditioning is kind of ruling your life, you're just never really going to be able to fulfill that original intention that you had when you came to the floating rock to have your experience here on Earth. So yeah, your life force energy, your creative power is being drained, and you're letting other people. So this is the thing, whether you think you have a choice or not, the act of not choosing is still a choice. But many of us are just waiting for other people to tell us what to do, and we're just kind of blindly believing the community, like the collective consciousness that's really out there. So as I said, you could look at the world and go, oh, it's a terrible place. Like, it's really hard to do this. It's hard to make money. It's hard to get a job, whatever it is that you were taught. And as I said, wherever these beliefs are true and common, you'll instantly see a reflection of that truth. So you can see how it can be very hard to go, well, okay, Tegan, but this has to be true because that's what my reality is showing me right now. But the thing is, if you can change your truth and shift the direction of your truth, you can change everything for yourself and your life. So it's pretty cool. Anyway, so you can never be fully disconnected, by the way, from your life force energy. This, your life force energy is just like and who you really are is this loving, creative being. That's who you actually are. You can never be fully disconnected from it, but the more that you put your energy into the conditioning, the false stories, the shitty beliefs, the more you do feel disconnected and the less there's actually a flow of energy through you. It's kind of like clogging the pipes, and there's just going to be less access to this life force energy that's within you because you've got beliefs that are clogging the pipes. Because as I said, the fear-based beliefs are going to be feeding and taking a lot of that energy because they're actually living off that energy that you're giving them. So you might not understand or agree with much what I've said, but I'm sure you can agree deep down inside that you deserve to feel free, fulfilled, healthy, happy in this creative process of life. And if your life doesn't feel like this, I want you to know it's not because this is how it is. It's because you have conditioning that's still kind of got the reins on you in particular areas of your life. So say you have no troubles with school or with education and you've always loved learning. You've never really felt like that's a hard thing for you. You're also going to have beliefs that reflect that. So maybe when you were younger, people told you how smart you were. Your parents just were always rewarding you for, you know, getting great marks at school. So you had this kind of positive reinforcement externally going on. And at the same time, the beliefs that are forming around you are ones of, I feel like smart, I feel intelligent, I can learn easily, I love studying. These are the beliefs that you start to build around the external experience. So in those areas, you're going to feel great. But then say you grew up with parents who were separated, they had a bit of a toxic dynamic going on, there wasn't really any unconditional love, it was very conditional relationships. You're going to be absorbing that around you, and therefore you yourself will experience difficulty in your relationships, because even if they didn't tell you what to believe, you're going to be soaking up the actual experience around you. So that's why, for example, it might be really hard for you in relationships. It's not because it's meant to be hard for you. It's because there's internal programming conditioning underneath the surface that is kind of like what, and that conditioning is how you end up acting, behaving, and it's all based off what you're believing, but it's not actually solidified truth. It's just what you're choosing to be the truth right now. So my promise to you in these episodes is that I will share with you the lessons, the experiences, and the teachings that have led me to release so much of my resistance towards being the real me. Like, that's what it's all about. Life feels so good when you're being yourself. So I want you to take the wisdom and apply it in your own life. That's really what I want to be sharing in these episodes. What you'll come to realize from these episodes is something that we always all knew, but you see around that we're just not acknowledging that truth. And that truth is that we are all so different. There is no one size fits all, but we're acting like there is. We're all acting like this is the one way of doing it. Here's the one piece of advice. And it's natural for you to hear people talking about what works for them, but there is no one way. There is no one size fits all. So someone might have an array of beliefs that have been serving them in their life, and they might have a couple that are shit. And just because, you know, they believe a couple of those shit things doesn't mean it's true. But also how other people go about fulfilling their own desires in their life, it's not going to look the same for you. So that's really what I'm going to be pinpointing in these episodes, because it's not a one size fits all approach with anything. And I just want you to make a promise to me now, although you're really going to be making this promise to yourself, not me. And the promise is that you'll open yourself up to receiving new ideas, to allowing them to flow into your experience so you can choose what's right and what's wrong. So you can choose not what's right and what's wrong, but what feels good for you, what feels expansive for you. And then you'll be able to recognize what beliefs you have that feel contractive for you. And that way you can release those beliefs. We get so caught up on wanting to be right or wrong, because again, it's conditioning. We've gotten external validation our whole lives when we were right, and we got punishment when we were wrong. So again, we kind of have this internal focus on, oh, is that right? Is that wrong? But guess what? Whatever you currently believe is what you're going to think is right. And as I said, that doesn't mean it's actually right or wrong. It's not even about right or wrong. That's just your truth. So move away from what you think's right and wrong. Try to release that mentality and replace it with curiosity, because it's really about what's right for you and what feels good for you. It's not about right and wrong here. So I actually created a heart release track, and it's a guided self-release track that assists you in opening up your heart and releasing what no longer serves you. So you can actually access this track in my free track library, which you'll be able to see in the link in my episode description or my podcast description too. You'll be able to find access to that free library. I recommend listening to this track at least before you start listening to my episodes, whether you listen to it once or whether you use it every day or before you listen to my episodes every time. It's just a really good track for whatever. You can use it whenever you want to. It's going to help you to just release so much of the gunk and so many of the beliefs that are just not serving you from your body energetically, so we can create space for you to get curious. Because it's very hard to feel curious when you're filled up. When you're like full of stuff, there's no room for curiosity. You're just going to be continually searching for external cues that validate what's already inside. So when you can release things, you can create space for those new ideas to come in. So that's really exciting. So I recommend listening to that. And yeah, go check it out in my free resources. So yeah, the whole reason I made that track is it's going to increase the opportunity that you have to be more open, especially in my episodes, because I do have a lot of different ideas that are going to come through. And I know for me that a lot of the things that I believe now, if I'd tried to tell this to, you know, the version of Tegan that existed 8 years ago, I would have rejected so much of what I believe now. And that's why shifting your beliefs is a slow process, because as you'll find in my episodes, or if you learn more about, for example, the law of attraction and how like attracts like, your current beliefs are going to be attracting like situations, like scenarios, everything that relates to what you believe. And that's why it's kind of like a small shifting process, because what you like when you believe something, it's like if you try to believe the exact opposite in the next moment, your mind is going to instantly reject that as bullshit. So anyway, we want to increase the aha moments that you get from this episode and decrease the decrease the blocking of new ideas. I want you to get curious. That's really what that's about. So as you're going to come to know through human design, which is what I'm going to be talking about a lot in my podcast, the last segment of each of my episodes will be a human design hack segment. So anyway, I'm just going to give you a little bit of a spiel on human design, and I'm going to be talking about energy centers. So think about chakras. If you've probably heard of chakras before. So we all have energy centers in different parts of our body that either transmit energy outside into the environment or receive energy from the environment. So from other people, from animals, plants, the stars, the planets, you get it. So anyway, our mind, is the home of our fear-based programming. So again, the conditioning that we came to believe during those younger years especially. And our mind basically becomes afraid of the openness. So where we have open energy centers, which again is where we're receiving energy, we can't control that, you know, and our mind is going to be like, shit, we need to control this. Because also, we have these universal ideas and beliefs that to feel emotions means that you're weak, or, you know, we just feel like we should be repressing our emotions because we don't want to bring everyone else down around us, or whatever your belief is. We do tend to have this idea that repressing our emotions is better than showing them. So anyway, when we have open centers, that's where all of our experiences are coming from. So uncertainty and all that stuff, that's where that is. But it's also where we're here to explore and learn. However, our mind creates these habits of thought that protect us from being able to receive from these open centers. So that means we're going to get defensive. We're not going to be open to new ideas. We're going to be blocking new ideas at every turn. Basically, we convince ourselves we know in these open centers. We go, yeah, I already know who I am here. But the fact of the matter is, energetically, you are open here. You're not actually designed to know who you are here. You're actually designed to not know and try everything on and get a taste for life. And then you get to choose for yourself what you decide to do with the teachings that you receive through these open centers. As I said, though, we tend to have it the wrong way around, and our mind convinces us that we know who we are there, and we block out that potential to shift, to change, to grow, and to experience the energy forces around us in a positive way. Instead, we kind of see everything as a personal attack. But also what happens is in our open, in our defined centers, which is where we are putting energy out into the world, which is actually where we're here to know who we are, we tend to reject those parts of us, because when we're putting out energy, this is when, again, other people's behavior regarding the energy that we're putting out into the world is unpredictable. So, for example, if it just felt natural for you to, I don't even know, do a somersault before you brush your teeth, before you went to bed, and your parent did not like that at all, thought that was a terrible idea, didn't want you to hurt your head or whatever, and they just tell you how silly that is, and that that makes them feel really worried about you, and then you need to stop doing that. It's a very random example. Who does a somersault before they brush their teeth? I don't think anyone does. But anyway, what I'm getting at is we get told how we should be, like, we're going to constantly have people challenging who we really are. The energy that's coming out of us, there's people that are obviously going to have different expressions of that energy, and they're going to have different ideas around what's good and what's not. And most of us think that the right way to do it is our way. Like, all of us in our minds think this is the best way to do it, but that's actually not true. That's the best way maybe to do it for us, but just because that's what we enjoy doing doesn't mean that it's the best for everyone else either. So anyway, we tend to reject our own nature, and we tend to basically, if I can summarize this in a couple of sentences, what ends up happening is we get it the wrong way around. Where we're here to know who we are, we reject ourselves and we feel guilty about that energy that we're putting out into the world because we've been taught that we didn't do it right or it's not the right way. And then we end up clinging on to where we're not here to know we're not here to know who we are. We kind of take the first belief we got a lot of the time and we never question it. And that blocks any new ideas coming through. And that really jeopardizes our, you know, fulfillment in this life and us, you know, really living as our fullest self, you know, living life to our fullest potential, if you will. So yeah, I've been explaining the shadow side, you know, kind of like the negative aspects of conditioning, but really conditioning is a beautiful and expansive process, you know, when we change our perspective on that. So conditioning isn't something that we should be afraid of. It's something that we should embrace, but it is important that we realize, you know, we kind of come to terms with what's us and what isn't us, so we can learn to trust ourselves again, and we can also learn to release beliefs that don't serve us and create space for all the new ideas that can come through those open centers. But ultimately, conditioning is happening for us because it's driving us in this unique direction of perspective for unique creation. Because the reason we have this physical experience is it actually allows us to focus this energy on something. And that's how we're expanding, all of us. It's through focus. It's through directing energy on a particular thing that we are able to create. If we had no direction, we would be unable to create. So the conditioning that we experience is what gives us passion. It connects us to purpose. That's the whole point of it. So this is also why deep personal connections and relationships with others is really what, like, I really do believe that it's the deepest craving that all of us really want, you know, and that's not true for everybody, but it is, I think, true for most people that we really crave intimacy, connection, you know, vulnerability, and, like, as I said, really just getting intimate with other people. Because what we're going to be experiencing when we're being true to who we are and we're sharing who we really are, we're projecting, we're transmitting that energy out to others, we also, in doing that, are also leaving space open to receive their energy. And that's beautiful. So no one else perceives and sees and processes life the same way we do. And when we stop blocking this openness, this energetic exchange that takes place between ourselves and others, it shifts from being like something we get defensive about, something we're scared of, and it shifts to being the juiciest, the most ultimate growth-inducing experience of all. And I'm so happy to say that I've gone on this journey of being completely walled up, really, to being so much more open. And as I said, like, it's just the theme of life is we're really going to be going along this push and pull journey where we take beliefs on that don't serve us, or maybe they serve us for a time being, and then it gets to a point where we release beliefs and we replace them with new ones. So you're going to go through this journey of, again, feeling like something's a bit out of alignment, but it's through that, again, getting closer to what you do not want that you get closer to what you do want. But I'm really proud to say that I've just so much more open and myself, and it's just such a life-changing experience to live like that as opposed to being walled up. And yeah, in my opinion, the meaning of life is that it's just like the dance that you can have with someone else's soul, you know, to be completely exposed, naked, if you will, you know, physically, emotionally, whatever. But to be like just fully exposed like that with the connection of others around is just such an intimate experience. And to be accepted the way that you are, as you truly are, that's what freedom tastes like. And you don't actually need other people to accept you as who you are. You need to accept yourself as who you are. So that's my goal for this podcast, to show you what's possible in your relationships and your life. You know, there's complete acceptance of yourself leads to complete acceptance of others. And that's where there's just this freedom and this creative energy to explore your unique essence in this life. That's where that kind of is birthed, and you feel safe when you finally are accepting yourself as who you are and accepting others as who they are instead of trying to change everything around you. So with that being said, I want to give you a breakdown of how I'm going to be sharing my episodes with you so that you can get max info, support, you know, aha moments and shifts in each episode. So I'm going to be introducing a topic at the start of each episode, and this is going to pinpoint like the, you know, the problem point, the block, the whatever it is that you're experiencing. And I'm obviously going to be producing this episode based off you guys, you know, the listener feedback, but we're going to be exploring the topics that really fucking matter. And I'm going to be providing you with the guidance, the tools, the insights from my experience, or, you know, the teachings, or like maybe the educational content that would be really helpful for you as well. And we're going to be explaining this and working through a processes, you know, of how to get from where you are to where you want to be. And I'm going to be discussing this through an individual perspective of how getting from, you know, A to B, or how to get the result that you want is going to affect you on an individual level. So you kind of have like a benchmark of, oh, I know that I'm going in the right direction. And then I'm also going to be talking about it on a relationship level. And that's where we're going to really explore communication. Because as I said, I shared an example at the start of this episode today about communication. And yep, communication is one of my number one passions. So I'm going to be sharing with you how, while you're making the changes that you make in your life, how you can communicate that in your relationships, whether it's with work colleagues, whether it's with your partner, your friends, your family. We're going to like really be learning, how can I express myself in a way that allows for the best connection with those around me and the most honesty? Because that is just how you release so much resistance in your life when you learn how to communicate with others. So that's going to be the second part of what each episode entails. And the final part will be the human design hack segment at the end of each episode, where I will be really honing in on how the advice that I've given you applies to your unique energy type. So each episode will be different. I might talk about different parts of human design, but you're going to be learning about the human design system through these episodes. And if you find yourself loving the human design segment, you can obviously go and do your own learning on human design. And I can definitely also do an episode explaining that to you more as well. So that's going to be how my episodes go, because yeah, as I said, the human design hacks will really allow you to get a grasp of the diversity of the human experience as well, which will give you the confidence and also like that one of a kind, the confidence to express that one of a kind insight you have, but also the ability to be way more relaxed when other people are doing the same, when they're being their unique selves. Because it's easy to get defensive, as I said, when you're blocking those open centers. That's you being defensive. So you want to open those up so we can just have those dances with each other, those energetic dance of receiving information and trying on different ideas and beliefs and just letting that guide us on our journey. So as you can see from what I've got in store with this podcast, it really does have the potential to be such a life-changing resource for you. So with that said, what are you waiting for? Let's live a life that we truly want to live our way, Because guess what? We're only one decision away at any moment from living a life our way. I can't wait to share this with you.